This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
The hills are alive with the sound of women today, eh? Welcome
yes,
to the Trim
Women,
Life
because
podcast.
There's many women here with you in your pink shirt.
Oh,
see, that
we're going to talk
so
about
judgmental.
My pink shirt.
I love a man in a pink shirt.
Nah,
I went with my husband to the mall of all places. Who goes to the mall? And there were these shirts.
Who goes to the mall?
I picked out for him a light pink one and a dark pink one. And he was going to get these other colors. I'm like, honey, please wear this pink. It looks so good on you. And then today when I saw Dan, I'm like, Dan. Like, no. I feel like it's balanced because he's got the little facial hair growth for those not looking, and it's got a bit of gray in it. Like,
no, there's no balance because he wore a fanny pack with
that's
the pink
true.
Shirt.
That's
you
true.
Do you consider
do
this
that.
Pink?
That's pink. It's not chartreuse and it's not salmon.
And he
pink.
Also rode salmon. A motorbike. That's balancing. He's look at his
he's
boots.
He's walked away from the motorbike. And he's still, okay, I'm moving on. Okay.
Yeah, move on.
We always get stuck on Denny. Why?
Because
Denny?
When you come in as such a iconic fashion figure, it's hard to not talk.
Listen, let me tell you about iconic fashion. Birkenstocks.
Oh, goodness.
With compression stockings.
This is what they wear
okay,
in the poorest
nations.
Okay, but
look at mine. Hold on. What about if you do two different colors?
You look like the Cat in the Hat.
What about that? Can you guys see?
You know, you look like thing one and thing two.
We are doing this for a reason, not for fashion. Those of you keeping up with us, Serena and I are on a vein treatment journey.
Yes, we are.
To get all of our
anacondas off of our legs.
Varicose off. You know what, Serene, though? I do have this. We've got so much to get through today. But someone wrote in, we were doing a live. Actually, the admins closed it down because we say things when we're doing live or on this party where we can't be careful about every word.
Yeah, we blow
but
it
someone
a lot.
Said, we blow it a lot. Someone said, Serene, you've taught me to love myself. Yeah. And then you said about your veins, you said, I just want to look down and love my legs. I said in your defense, because you said that in a live, I said, she loves her legs. She just wants to love them more. She just wants to go to the next level of love.
I want to love them without the varicose veins on them. Now, if I couldn't do anything about the varicose veins, I would kiss those things and say they're glorious. I'd give them pet names. It'd be like, Harry, is this vein?
Oh, hold on. He doesn't like us looking at
the
camera.
Let's focus on the conversation.
Oh, thank you.
Don't look
at
the camera. He's the only one allowed to break the fifth wall. Yeah. Okay, moving on, because this is really important. Doing a live yesterday, really junk one in my kitchen. Pearl's got to teach me stuff. She's never taught me this. Pearl, big sister.
Apparently, okay, can I just give some context? Serene's on Facebook. Not on general Facebook. She's on our Facebook group at large. And she's doing lives. There you go. That's context.
Wow.
Okay, so I thought I would just live my yuck yum, right? And I didn't think it was anything official. So I didn't put all the ingredients in a little like pre-prepared little quarter of a cup, half a cup things.
Yeah.
So I was holding the live phone, Dan. And then I realized this is not going to work. I only have one free hand. So I had to open every Ziploc with my teeth.
Yes.
I had to plug in all of the appliances with one hand while holding the phone and holding like ingredients. The actual electrical cord, it fell inside the blender with the kefir. Everything was going everywhere. It was so bad.
Okay, but this is so therapeutic to my heart. I have to tell you why.
Why?
When Serena and I were on the road, okay, and doing, you know, our music thing, sound check, she didn't care. No, Pearl, do the sound check. I'll just turn up and everything will go fine. This was her reality. She came to me last night. She said, Pearl, my life didn't work out. You know, how do you do two things with two hands? I said, Serene, you have to do just a little prep. You have to get a stand, put your phone on the stand, and then pre-prep your stuff. And she's like, really?
It's like Amelia Bedelia gets technology.
Yes. I was so Amelia Bedelia. But anyway, I told the people on the live, hey, Pearl and I are going to be on this Labor Day barbecue together. We'll probably live, so look forward to that. Well, we didn't live because we did have a situation on our hilltop. We live here in a community. It's not a Waco, Texas community. Waco, Texas is cool now. It's not a Waco.
They were never not cool.
The old people now think of Waco, they think of Chip and Joanna. It's all cool and trendy. But
oh, I see what you mean.
Two decades ago, you think of Waco.
And there was a terrible thing that happened.
We called it Waco, Texas.
There was that very
sad
situation.
There was a cult, but it was a terrible situation.
But we're not that cult, but we're a community. Yeah. That's what I'm just clarifying, right? So we have this community called the Hilltop Community. It's not just our family. Other people have come and thought, I just want to be around people that want to live in community, that want to like, do you have eggs? I got eggs. Mm. You know, like you want to.
Dan's lived here.
Yeah, Dan was part of the community.
Yeah.
He's left for a cult, but.
Yeah, I moved out.
Moved to a different cult.
I moved to the Wi-Fi parts of town.
to the Wi-Fi cult. Anyway, this is, I've got to get onto the story because it's amazing. It doesn't start out amazing. But anyway, I was just driving to the community barbecue prep. The barbecue wasn't on yet. Just prepping it, leaving my girls there so they could set it up. And my daughter said that we have something called Signal that everybody in the community just, it just information out for everybody. And my daughter's like, Nolan, and this is the child of a potty listener, awesome Trim Healthy Mama,
Michelle
Shum. And she listens to our potty and she's just this amazing lady, but she lives here in the community. So her son is Nolan, and Nolan has broken his leg. And I'm like, what? Give me that phone, because I don't have Signal on my phone. And I'm reading it out and it says, can anyone help? Like, I need help up here. The ambulance is coming. There's blood coming out of his head and I'm sure his leg is broken. And so I call my husband immediately. Yeah, I call my husband. No, it's a Signal group for the whole community, And everyone's responding straight away, the community. But they're like, well, I'm in town and I'm here and I'm everywhere. And as I'm driving past, I see people coming out of their driveway. They're going to the site, right? And I text my husband and he's like, okay, I'm on it. Well, I don't hear anything else. I just start praying. And other people are coming to my house. Have you heard we're praying? We're all praying together. And my husband finally came home from the site and they ended up not ambulancing him out of there. They had to life flight him out of there. My husband said he's 16, that his whole leg at the hip was turned 90 degrees, broken at the hip.
Four-wheeler accident.
It was a four-wheeler accident. We didn't know at the time what had happened. But apparently he was going to set some deer plot, but his brakes went out. And they're not great brakes anyway, but he's learned how to use it. You just lower gear, you know, as you're going downhill.
Yeah, you downshift.
But it jammed apparently. And so it was in a bad position for it to jam. And it kind of like lifted him up into the air apparently. And he was flying on the four-wheeler. Apparently the four-wheeler fell on him and then rolled down the ravine. He was down in a ravine. And so apparently my husband said the paramedics alone couldn't get him up. They had to put him on a stretcher and six big guys and help to get him up out of this ravine. But then they decided we can't even ambulance him out of here because we don't know what's going on internally. And this hip is really, and there's broken collarbones and there's broken vertebrae, there's broken everything and
huge
big gash in his head.
And his head bleeding.
And so we just hear his life lighted out and that's what we hear. And but we hear that he's conscious and he keeps on saying over and over, just thank God that I'm alive. Just thank God that I'm alive. And so we know he's alive and the father said, go ahead with the community barbecue. So we're all at the community barbecue last night. And then that's all we hear. And this morning.
No, but everyone was praying. All the young guys.
Everybody
there
was praying
for Nolan.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That was the main reason we decided to keep the barbecue, that we could just all join in prayer. Well, this morning, my dad, and who's the pastor of the church of the community, most people go to the, not everybody, but most people go to the Hilltop Church, and Randy, which is the father, Michelle's husband, come in this morning, and they say, because Nolan has a twin named Niles, and he was staying at a house last night. He said, we just want to tell you the news. It's a miracle. And I said, what? What? It's a miracle. He said, the surgery went well, but let me tell you the miracle. He said, so when we got him out of, like when they arrived at the hospital last night, the leg was in a normal position.
Really?
The leg was in a normal position. And apparently he was just, Nolan was just praising the Lord, singing. He said he brought the helicopter
in
down as far as like praising, singing like to the top of his lungs. And the leg was in a normal position. They cannot explain it. They don't understand. And even my husband said, Serene, that leg, I've never seen a leg so messed up in my whole life. I just hope surgery can fix this thing. Like it was so bad. It's laying straight. And so, and
was
then
it broken at all?
No, the femur was totally broken at the site too. Totally broken in these weird, like the leg was all in rumpled positions. Mm-hmm. And apparently, that's just a bruise there. They had to go to surgery just to set.
Yeah.
Like it was out of dislocation. They had to set it up. But everything turned out absolutely nothing. And it
really?
Was after he came out of out of the helicopter.
Yeah.
And then he apparently when he was in surgery, he said that he had a vision.
Yeah.
He had a vision of the Lord, of all these boys, his friends, the community boys praying for him.
Oh, and that's what they were doing last night.
And he said, I just knew everything was going to be okay. And I just focused on the Lord. And he was like half out of it in surgery. But he said, I was there with the Lord. I wasn't out of it. I had a vision. And then so my dad went up to see him last night. And he was reeled in out of surgery in the stretcher. And my dad was like, oh, no, this doesn't look good. Because he's like flat on his back, not moving, nothing. Oh, no, it's worse than I even thought. And then as soon as he saw my dad, he lifted up his arm, apparently that's meant to be the total broken one with a broken collarbone, and to hold Granddad's hand, our father. And he just started praying for Granddad and speaking, just praying over. Then he lifted up the other one for Nate, this other guy in our community. Aww. And he was like praise. And then he just started praying for everyone that came into the room. And he was just like, he said, I've spoken with the Lord. And the Lord, I've just had this incredible experience. So anyway, that's a miracle on our community. He's less accidents like that have killed people.
Oh, yeah, no, but that, I love that boy. He's so sweet. He's 16, right?
Yep.
And at church, I always I stand behind him.
Yeah.
And he is one of the most, like, he is, when it's worship time, he's such a praiser.
Yeah.
Oh, I just love looking at his face when he worships.
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a special boy. I'm so glad.
It's a miracle.
To hear
that. Like, Granddad and Randy were both like, they were like almost goosebumps when they were talking about it. There was no way that leg could get back into position.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Broken vertebrae too. They actually scanned him when they first came in, and there was lots of things broken, and they're not broken now.
Whoa.
They re-scanned him, and it's not, that's nothing's amazing. Broken.
So there was a helicopter out here.
Yeah. Last night. Yeah. Of course, when this airs, this will probably be 2 weeks later.
That's wild.
This is the day after Labor Day, eh? Mm-hmm. Right, currently.
Yeah.
You've got a little eyeliner that's dripping.
Oh, hey, so that's good. Sisters are good for each other.
Oh, sisters are good for each other, Serena.
Girl, can you look under your microscope?
Which is a good kind of intro.
Are you wearing a Trim Healthy makeup?
We always wear a Trim Healthy makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't wear any.
I asked a makeup artist, what's the biggest problem in makeup? Because I just asked the most bizarre questions possible to people
when they're doing your face
sometimes. She said longevity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how does the THM makeup do longevity?
Amazing.
Because it's natural, so natural is difficult,
like,
I imagine.
I only apply it in the morning after I exercise, and then sometimes we have late afternoon like appointments, meetings, and I don't feel the need to reapply. Sometimes we'll go out.
I reapply lipstick.
Business at night, and I don't reapply.
You don't reapply lipstick?
Lipstick, but nothing else.
No, I don't have to reapply my foundation, but our foundation, our made foundation, thanks for asking, Tanny. It's more almost like a tinted moisturizer in the way it goes on. Like, it's not a thick. So actually, you add more moisturizer to it, and I've been doing that too. But the thing about it is it's not really to be applied with the hands. Some people do that, but I just use the brush, and I mix a little moisturizer, and it's so natural.
I always
and
mix moisturizer with mine too.
So, and it's just like this, the coverage is amazing, and yet it just kind of lasts and lasts and lasts,
So
speaking of sisters, we had something else to bring today, and then we thought we should bring this, because last night at the barbecue, Serena and I had a good sister intervention with one another, and then afterwards we thought we should bring this to our sisters who listen, and the 17 men who might be our brothers, I guess, and you, Dan, because it was real in your face sister stuff, but it was so good. And I thought, I went away from there last night thinking, I'm so glad I have a sister who can speak into my life. I've got two sisters, so Fanch can do this too, into my life, and know that their intentions for me is love, and I for them, but they can point out stuff where I might be hurting myself or others.
And me too. I'm so happy. I'm so glad, because, you know, not everybody is close enough to feel like they can speak into your life. And so
and
some people are not close enough, and they shouldn't speak into your life, and you know it's not from the best of intentions, right?
Yeah.
And it's a good thing
jellyfish.
To be able to know that, right? Yeah.
But anyway,
Pearl said to me last night, somebody came up at
this.
The barbecue, a wonderful friend.
I'm peeling stickers
Stop
off.
Stop peeling. It's
bothering
me. Mic
stand because I'm so
somebody
anxiously.
Came up to me at the barbecue last night, and maybe I said something. I don't know what I said. And then I put out my what do you call this? Fist. To fist pump. Like, that's
fist.
Like the end. That's like the end of my sentence, like to give it impact, to say, you know, that sentence is done now. What do you think? I just, you know, it's something I do. And Pearl's like
Colin Campbell pulpit.
Yeah. And I thought that from my heart, it was just like, it was just a really chummy chum thing to do. And that it was just nothing weird about it. And Pearl's like, she got in my face. She goes, I hate it when you do that.
I didn't say hate.
I'd really
show what I really said.
Yeah. She didn't say hate.
It probably came across like that.
Yeah. She said, when you do that, I don't think, you realize how it comes across, but the way it comes across is almost like you're forcing people past their will to agree with you.
Very nice, Pearl.
And she's like, you know, and I said, no. And then I had 2 seconds of immaturity in my brain of like, but that's not the way I want it to come across. That's not the way, because it's not the way I want it to come across, then obviously it's not the way it's coming across. 2 seconds. And before, I didn't even utter those thoughts, but they happened in 2 seconds. And then I thought, big girl maturity, Serene, big girl maturity. And then I thought, okay, all right. So is this just this thing tonight, or is this something you notice? She's like, no, you do it all the time. It's become a habit.
And I said, only in the last year. It's new for you. Serene's like, I've always done this. I'm like, no, you haven't.
Yeah.
It's been a last year thing. And I have thought it several times, but I haven't told you. Not that I thought it would offend you, but I just hadn't had the time to tell you.
Right.
But I said, you do it to me. You do it to others. And it feels like you're, even though you're not saying, you better agree with me, right? It's physical manifestation of, you agree with me, right? And she didn't mean it like that,
no.
But that's the way.
But I want to realize that I need to understand the way people are perceiving me, not the way I think that people are perceiving
that's
me,
helps,
but
yeah.
Actually the literal way people are perceiving me. And how can I know that unless for the people that are out there telling
tell
me,
you.
Right?
Self-awareness.
Self-awareness.
We can't be self-aware.
So I decided,
hard.
Thank you, Pearl.
Yeah.
And then.
Now you're going to help me.
No, yeah. It wasn't like that.
Yes,
and
it
I
was.
Thought, no.
Subconsciously.
Actually,
the gate was open.
I was intellectually honest.
Okay.
That this fist pump thing was not the way I realized it was. But it was about 5 minutes after. It wasn't an immediate knee-jerk
probably 10,
reaction.
Yeah.
Probably 10 minutes. I thought to myself, well, that thing that I've been wanting to tell Pearl that I thought it would really bless her life if I would tell her this, because if I was doing it, I would want to know. It would be hard for me to take, but it would bless my life. Maybe this is the right moment now.
Yeah.
Then I thought to myself, it's the wrong moment because she's just going to think I'm paying her back, like tick for tack, ping pong.
Yeah.
Danny loves this too much.
And then I said, okay, Pearl.
I'm like eating a jelly
I
donut.
I want to tell you something right now, but I'm not going to. I'll wait a week. And then she said, no, you won't. You'll tell me right now. And I said, no, I'm going to wait a week because you're going to think I'm pinging your pong. And she's like, no, you'll tell me. And I said, okay, well, this is not because you told me something that I should change. It's because I thought that maybe it's not a good friend to tell. I should just love you through this little quirk and just think you're fantastic even though you do this little quirk, because I do, even though constructively it would be good for your life if you knew. And so I said, in executive meetings especially, and in any financial meetings, and in really any of our business meetings, let's just say anything THM except for potty.
You're like, and at breakfast, and sometimes at lunch.
You
sometimes
put
at
this
second
facial
lunch.
Expression on that's not pro-anti-aging. I said, it's not ugly. It actually looks very intelligent. It does
I know
not.
The face.
I don't want you to think it's ugly.
Yeah. I knew Leslie would say she
but
knows the face.
It's a face that's fierce and it's downward turned. It's so, you know how you're doing all this like DIY to kind of upward turn yourself? You're doing a lot of practice on downward turning with your muscles. And I said, you know how people are into face yoga? It's anti-face yoga.
Do it.
Oh,
she
I
can't
tried.
Do it.
I
have to take
I,
a picture
okay,
in the
okay,
moment.
So at first 2 seconds was, hah, and then I was like, okay, no, this is good. I don't want to be doing that. And then Charlie said the same thing. He was sitting right there listening. He's like, yeah, honey, you scare me in meetings with that face. It's
Ooh.
Like, it's really intense. And I'm like, okay, this
it's
is for real.
It's the dragon face.
Yeah. And then I thought, and then I tried to keep making the face, like, because I wanted to know which one it was so I don't do it. Because I thought to myself, how bad for my body? It's a frown, right? It's
no, it's not a frown. It's...
But it's not happy.
Something special.
And I kept trying to make it. She's like, that's not it. That's not it. You're trying too hard. That's not it. So I didn't know how to make
she
it.
She kept on putting these expressions and they were coming from her eyes. And I'm like, no, your eyes are blank when you do this.
Although Leslie
yes,
said my eyes
to the left.
Up to the left.
Yes.
So I tried to make it. I couldn't. But Serene told me she'll help me. Next time I do it in a meeting, she'll point it out.
I'm going to actually take a picture too.
Oh boy, that's going to be tough.
Wow.
But I want to know, guess why? Because it's bad for my whole body. It's bad for the atmosphere in the room, obviously, because it's, I mean, I can feel what I do when I'm making that, and I'm telling you what I'm feeling on the inside. It's angst. It's not. It's not positive feelings. It's all the things that could go wrong.
Now, and I'm promising you, you listeners.
Which is not good for me or the meeting or anybody.
I reckon you party listeners are thinking, Serene, I'm sorry, but you ponged her ping. Like, this sounds like you were really, but I promise you guys, 5 days prior, I was on a walk thinking about, because we'd been at about a 4-hour meeting and I'd seen a lot. And I was thinking on the walk, I really would love to tell her about that facial expression because she would be hating to know she had it on her face, right? Yeah. And so it wasn't the barbecue that set it off. It actually was a barbecue that released me to be able to think, okay, well, she thinks that we're good enough friends to speak into my life. I feel like I could speak into her life.
And that's the best time to do it. You want to seize that moment because there's a window where it's already a problem. Mm-hmm. That's what I do with Lisa. You know, it's like if she brings something up, I'm like, yeah, I hear you thoroughly and okay. And then as she's walking off, I'm like, and also since we're here.
But that's the problem, Dan. I actually think that may not be the opportunity. I've actually thought maybe I should wait a week. Because I don't want people
to
think
it. Can you wait a week?
No, but you can't wait a week once you've said, hey, there's something I need to tell you and I'm going to wait to tell.
I should have not said anything.
Here's the deal. My every cell in my being is so thankful. I don't want to be one of those people that can't change. I want to be a changer. I want newness for my life. I don't want to stay in ruts. I don't want to stay making the same old expressions. When you keep doing the same things, you'll only get the same results. And I'm about better and bigger for my life. And I don't.
And there is
to
an interesting
stuck.
Friend in our life, who Pearl said, when you fist pump people like that, you being just like that quirky person. You know, the person that gets right into your comfort space, and you just feel like stepping back 4 feet. You're that person when you fist pump people. So I'm so glad because I'm uncomfortable around that person and I'm now trying to not be. So I'm so thankful.
It's actually a disability worse than being physically handicapped to not be able to change like that. To not be able to have somebody say, man, this is happening over and over and it's really a problem. And for you to respond with, but that's me and that's who I am and I can't change and is better to not. To have a physical handicap, but have great relationships with people in your life and with your kids. You see this a lot with older generations and younger generations. Older generations tend to not respond well to younger generations critiquing them. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm your dad, I'm your mom, and there's a stubbornness and it's hurtful to younger generations.
And I'm here to say too, I don't think I'm going to try this out on my husband. I know I'm not going to. I don't feel like every relationship it's my place.
Yeah.
There might be another man in his life, you know, that just sees something or whatever. I actually don't even see
a
problem.
Call Sam.
I actually at this point as speaking, just being honestly, I can't even think of a problem in my husband that I want to address.
That's because you have eyes, rosy glasses to your husband and you've trained yourself to do that. And that's why you have an incredible marriage.
It's true.
You have trained yourself
to think
wonderful things about Sam. Now, every now and then you might put your foot down about something, but you save it.
Yeah.
You are not constantly like, I wish
you're not
you was
conscious
like that.
Until
and
the moment.
And if only you would change that, like you are rosy glasses. And I honestly think because you have a good man, a general good man.
He's a general good man.
Wearing rosy glasses to general good spouses is fantastic.
It's the way to do it.
So we want to preface that this podcast is not so you can go home to your spouse and start, you know, saying things like that. But do you have a good friend in your life? I don't think you should go to them either. I'm just saying, are you going to be the mature one to be able to take it when a good friend comes to you?
That's the way to be. It's not about like, ooh, now it's time to be more vocal.
Right, no.
It's more about like, now it's time to be more receiving.
Right.
When somebody brings something. You know, my wife used to say, wipe the Tupac off your face.
Yeah.
You've got a Tupac face. And I wasn't conscious of it.
Yeah.
I would just be alarmed. I would be like, oh no, what's happened in the room? And I need to fix it. But I would come in with bulging dagger eyes to my wife and children. And I was stubborn about it for years. I was just like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't even know I'm doing it. And she's like, you're doing it right now. You know, one time recently, this was recent.
Yeah.
You know, you talked about Serene or somebody developed this new thing. Serene, I can't remember. My wife was wanting me to change something. And without her even knowing she was doing it, she was squeezing my wrist. And I felt like an abused wife. I snatched it away. And I was like, don't you squeeze my wrist when you're giving me change instructions? And she wasn't even conscious of it. She didn't mean it to be like.
And so she took it. She was like, oh, sorry, I didn't know.
She's never done
but
it.
I just think it's so beautiful. And honestly, Serena and I I feel like hopefully I've grown into something. Serene, you wouldn't have always been in a place where you would accept this from me.
No, I don't think so. About 10 years ago, I probably would have been like, she didn't know what she's talking about. Yeah.
But I love it. You know,
she's just not a fist pump kind, but I'm a fist pump kind.
She's jealous of my hair.
I want to be like this. You know who has really inspired me in this is my, and he won't mind me saying this because he's just such an open book, my son-in-law, Kendall. Mm. You know how you can have in-law relationships? They're kind of, I feel like ones to be very worked on and protected.
The in-law.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like with all my daughters-in-laws, my son-in-law, I just want to really cultivate a beautiful relationship with them. Yeah. I'm always excited to do that. But my son-in-law, Kendall, he has such an in-your-face strong personality. I mean, and he will say, he cannot read a room. He is an engineer, and so he doesn't pick up social cues.
He's socially handicapped.
That. He's like, Meadow has to train me. Train me. He even said to me once, please train me, Pearl, because I have no clue. And so he steps on all over the place. But his heart, oh my goodness, his heart is just such an open heart to learn. And, you know, sometimes he says dumb things. But he will like, he will come back and he will...
I like how you
not
keep
only
slipping
apologize
out.
To the person that he said the dumb thing to, but to everybody who was in the room that had to hear the dumb thing. That's how. Nice. That's kind of
he
how
said
sensitive
a dumb thing
is his
on
heart.
Our holiday. Remember?
Yes.
And then he just kept apologizing, and then he became my favorite person.
No, he really is.
Do you know what? It's not the dumb things people do. It's actually when people can come back from a dumb thing and be so humble about it. You're like, you're my favorite person. You're actually the most mature person in the world.
Yeah. No. And that's being Kendall and our relationship, and I feel like we've grown close because I'm not wanting to be the mother-in-law, right? That is like, stepping in, especially to a son-in-law and telling them what to do.
Right.
You know? But just occasionally, maybe two or three times, I felt like, oh my goodness, that's over, but I have to say something. You know, I have to say something. So I said it, and this one last time, I just said it, and he looked at me like that. I said, and Kendall, he won't mind me saying this. You have no idea the look you wear on your face. And it's scary and it intimidates people and it is horrible. I just like.
That's great.
And he's like, you're right. You're right.
Fix your face.
Yeah. And he just came back to me later and he said, you know, I don't have any idea. Would you tell me, Pearl? Would you explain what that look is like?
That's the most beautiful thing.
I know. His heart, and he made me cry because his heart is so beautiful. He is one of the people I've met in my life that are so open to change. I've watched him grow into such a beautiful, beautiful man and a beautiful husband and a beautiful father. And he just continues. He continues to go from strength to strength and to grow and still messing up like we all do.
Yeah.
But the mess ups are just, they're less.
Yeah.
And I want to be like Kendall.
It's so true. It's like, why should we fight to defend our junk when the junk's holding us back? But people actually admire you when you're humble about your junk. When you can just say, hey. You're right. We think that we, for pride's sake, we've got to protect the junk. But it's actually the opposite. People respect you, you know, and you can, not that you wear more pride, but you're actually in more of an honored situation.
You are. And now I want to say the other side of it, because we live in a social media world where everyone's like a keyboard warrior. Not everyone, but too many people. And like, so we've been on the receiving end of some junk. Too. I mean, you don't mind it, Danny. You like bring it.
We're prepubescent. Host, show hosts.
But you know, Serene might be doing lives on Facebooks now, but
I did that on purpose. I'm actually changing. I'm not going to fist pump people anymore.
But you don't read comments sometimes. And you know, sometimes we get some brutal comments. And I feel like we should listen to people and not be like, this is our party and this is the way we're going to do it.
100%.
You know, but this is our party and this is the way we do
it. Look how mature we are
however,
right now, in fact.
However.
We got off the rails a
if you don't,
bit, but
yeah. We should hear from people when words are spoken in love. That's how people hear. If words are spoken in a critical manner, no one hears anything. Yeah. No one can hear. And so I'm just saying for people that, you know, just put it out there, no one's going to hear you. Nothing's going to change. But when they're spoken in love, so we got a lot of, you know, that one time when everyone thought you guys were being prepubescent, a lot of people were like, oh, bring it. I love their prepubescence. Others were like nasty. And then there were those that were like super loving and kind and said,
but still didn't like it.
They were like, hey, I just want you guys to get to the point, or it's just not for me or something. But then a lot of them had absolutely constructive criticism. They're like, how about on days that, you know, I would love to listen, but I can't always. Could you guys just do a summary of your party and just put the points there? And, you know, maybe we could go back later and listen. We've got time because I want to, you guys bring such great stuff, but I can't get it and I can't listen through the rabbit trails. And so I thought to myself,
probably. A paid tier where we can do that.
Yeah, they have a point. Right. You know, and so, yeah, going forward, we've got summaries for all our parties.
Cliff notes and such.
John doesn't have to
listened.
Like it, but
we have listened. Now, you know, I agree with all of that. I have listened to the constructive criticism, and we have met with this person that's going to put it all in bullet points. At the same time, there is enough people out there that says, please do not change because this is my lighthearted way of getting through the week. In fact, this whole party started from an unshow, a radio unshow, where we just kind of like in a Seinfeld manner just talked about nothing. And we enjoyed ourselves more than any like any three people could enjoy.
It was beautiful,
just like,
chaos.
Yeah, it was beautiful chaos. And so
like a butterfly.
We don't want to lose just that sacredness. You
and
know?
We can't be who we're not. Yes, we can grow. Okay,
right.
So there could be a little less talking over one another. I think we have grown in that, honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
But if we lose our essence, we don't have a party.
Yeah.
We're trying to be like someone else then. And there's many parties that are to the point. We are conversational.
Right.
And so I feel like we can grow but have to keep our essence.
And sometimes you know you're being a jerk, but you're doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
And that day, I was fully aware as being a jerk.
Yeah.
But I actually was doing it on purpose. And it wasn't something I was going to bring every party.
Yeah.
But it was like,
I wanted to ruin that show.
Yeah. It was a sister relationship. Dan, I think that you and I had this connection that we were going to.
We gave each other a look.
Yeah.
And that look was, we're going to ruin the show.
Yeah.
And nothing could stop us. 1,000 horses could not have. Ooh.
I understand, though, the people that wrote it, because of the topic, it was back to the basics of THM. So people wanted to share that with their friends. And like, okay, Pearl's bringing back to the basics. And she's obviously put a lot of work because I had my teleprompter. So they were feeling for me, but I got defensive for you guys because I'm like, I can tell them off.
But
you can't.
Guess what? Pearl, though.
Because they're my
fam. Because she's my sister, I know when she's truly telling me off.
Yeah,
and I know when she was having fun telling me off.
Fun.
She was having fake telling off, which means I'm going to have a good time telling you off and I'm enjoying telling you off. And this is still fun for me. As a sister, there's a look and a kick. That's all she has to do. There's no words.
She'll
and
kick
I know.
You?
No, it's just it's a little like that.
Oh, she'll give you
and
a
it's
nudge.
It's this. It's this with the eyes. Like it's a quick
like a
flash. Dart flash.
Oh yeah.
I oh, I've seen
that. That wasn't coming to me. So I knew I was on safe ground. And so people out there listening, I was on safe ground.
It's like
ground.
She gets hit with a water balloon and she
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, yes.
All right, look, we're gonna talk about it more after a word from ourselves.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Hey, what is OPP?
Optimized Plant Protein, Denny. And thank you for asking because I really want to talk
Are
about
we recording?
This stuff. Yes, we're recording.
Oh,
God,
I just got a bag of this. I'm down with OPP.
Yeah.
Oh,
so yeah. Trim Healthy Eating, we anchor all our meals and snacks around protein.
Why? Because protein-centered meals stabilize the blood sugar, enable a higher calorie burn, and deter excess hunger. Dan,
stops the snackies.
I put it in my oatmeal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to talk about all the ways. So what is optimized plant protein? It is our new protein. Actually, it's kind of repackaged. Yes, it's in a new package, but more than that, it was our original hemp protein. And why did we choose hemp for plant?
Because it tastes the jolliest best.
Well, it's not chalky.
Yeah, most because plant rice protein is chalky. So chalky. Pea is bleh, black.
Yeah. And hemp has a lot of health benefits, right?
It's anti-inflammatory.
But here's what we discovered. And when we discovered it, we changed it and became the first. Vegetarian proteins, as great as they are, and they are great, they don't have enough lutein to fuel our muscles.
And lutein is the driver to trigger muscle synthesis. Without it, ain't no muscle being built.
Lutein is an amino acid. And yeah, like Serene said, you can have all the protein in the world. You can have 30 grams of protein, but you're not going to fuel your muscles if you do not have enough lutein.
And the hemp by itself does not have enough. And other plant proteins, they don't have enough either. And it's also lower in bioavailability. Mm-hmm. Bioavailability. But the thing is, we haven't just added lutein. We have hacked this whole thing to make it more bioavailable, to make it easier to digest. And we've added other essential amino acids too, so that your body can really go to town building muscle.
So let's get to the crux of it. Our optimized plant protein has 3 times the bioavailability of basic protein. And in just, get this people, in just 1 3-tablespoon serving, it gives you the bioequivalence of 48 grams of protein.
And so you will read the back and it says, 3 tablespoons is 16 grams of protein. Yes, but guess what? When you ingest that thing with the lutein trigger and the other hacks in there, your body receives it and goes to work with it like 48 grams.
So this could be for like workout type stuff.
Yes,
for sure.
Definitely.
Not just like balanced meals.
We are going to optimize our whey, and then you'd want to use that. But we're going to optimize all our proteins. Optimized plant is the first. And yes, at this point, you can use it post-workout.
But for me, like you said, Danny, it's my oatmeal proteinizer.
Yeah, it's my breakfast.
Yeah.
And I love it in smoothies.
And kefir swirls.
Before this, you know, people use whey protein and all that's fine, but it was never yummy in oatmeal. It Mm-mm. goes weird. You can't heat it. You can heat this stuff. It retains all of its protein. It doesn't change. It doesn't glycate or anything like that. I mean, we're so excited about this, Serene. I put this every day. I have a lot of optimized plant protein. I put it in my kefir and then I add baobab and it's like a mousse. I add a little stevia and that I can either make it an S, put nuts and stuff on top, or I can make it an E and put goji berries.
I do the same thing with twinsies.
It's just changed my life.
Pearl, when it leaves the house, like because you put the last little few crumbles into your bowl or smoothie, do you just want to cry and say, I've got no food in the house. I've got no food in the house. Like until I get another pouch back in the house. There's nothing to eat.
My son's going to play football in college, and he uses this in his smoothies.
That's so awesome, Danny. Do you stir it into oatmeal as you make it, or do you pour it in after? Because either way is fine.
No, it's a part. Yes.
I cook with it, too.
I don't. Yeah. Just so you're listening, you can do it both ways, because I know it doesn't glycate, but my brain says, don't eat that beautiful thing.
No, I love cooking with
it. So we take the protein you were paying for, seriously, at Trim Healthy, we are protein people.
Nerds.
But guess what? We're not old school protein people. We're protein of the future. So stick around and...
That 48 grams is nutty.
We're going to make all your protein you get from us
come true. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. So now we're back. I do want to say... On the subject of, you know, you got to know the safe person to listen to for this constructive criticism. And I know that Pearl last night had my back and had my best interest. There are some people in my life who have tried to speak into my life and it's been accusatory. And who is the devil? The accuser, right? Mm-hmm. And it's come straight from the pit of hell. And if I had received that, it would have been darkness over my life. And so we're not here to say receive everything that's spoken to you.
No, yeah. I agree.
Because I've had people in my life speak, and I know listeners have had verbal abuse in their life, people say all kinds of stuff apparently in the guise of constructive criticism, but it is straight from the pit of hell. And we don't put that over our lives at all. And we're not encouraging that. But if you have a safe place and a person who has been a true friend to you, maybe this is what I'm going to start going to you, Pearl. I'm not going to do it to my husband, even though he's my best friend of all, because I feel like I'm not sure that that's our relationship.
Yours is a very romantic relationship.
Yeah, we haven't.
You love keeping the butterflies.
I don't let him peek when I'm on the loo.
Yeah.
You know, he's not allowed to open the door. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're not in that place. Maybe one day we will mature too, but we're just not in that. We're still in the honeymoon stage. Yeah.
Just 26 years.
That's where Lisa is, and I like to torture her a little bit.
Didn't you say that she'll lock two doors so you can't get in while she's in the loo?
Yeah, she'll lock the master bedroom door. She'll lock the bathroom door itself. I'll break into both.
Just to bother her?
I'll break into both, and I'll just be like recording or something.
But I feel like, Pearl, I'm going to come to you once a month and check in and say, hey, Pearl, are there any things that you notice me doing that are just kind of like taking me down a notch, or that you could think, boy, if only I could tell her and she would hear me openly, this would really be a fantastic helper in her life. I'm going to come to you. I feel like you're the right
person.
I will
come to you too. Oh, boy.
I feel like it's going to be an accountability. I'm not going to do it every week. That's annoying. But I'd like once a month check-in.
Once every 2 to 3 months.
I'm really excited about it.
Guess why I love this? Because you and I have so much trust for each other. Apart from my husband, you know, and my other sister, I trust... my children, I'm not talking about that, but I trust you more than anyone. So it has to be a person you trust and that knows that they have absolute best thoughts and love for you. But I think being open to that is so, so important, and making sure that person is not just an accuser in your life. Serene, you have never, ever, the reason I could take it from you, you have never been an accuser in my life. All you've been is an encourager for my life. Yeah, we've had sister squabbles and fights. And sometimes if I am rude to you in a conversation, you will let me know, and I'm thankful for it. But you've never been an accuser. And so I think if someone is going to speak into your life, you don't need to be taking it from an accuser. You need to be taking it from an encourager.
Right. Yeah. And you've been that for me. And I do want to say one more thing, just to make it clear, because I like to toast the points. I'm not going from here, and I'm not encouraging anybody to go and be picky with other people.
Yeah.
This is something that's a personal thing.
It's
for us to receive, not for us to go tell. Because that is not the point.
No, it's not the point. But last night I told, but I don't know.
No, that was good. It was the moment. It was right. Yeah. It was right. Sometimes it's right. And we need to be open to tell, but we don't need to be going looking to tell.
Yeah. So really, I mean, this is a party of like, can you handle it? Because at first, you don't want to hear anything, kind of. I mean, our natural instincts are like, what? You know, and then it's kind of getting over that and passing through it. Really, that's all this party was.